A worldwide movement to encourage public institutions like universities and municipalities to divest from the fossil fuel industry is targeting the state's pension fund. Mark Dunley with the group Divest New York says with an administration in Washington that essentially does not believe in climate change, it's more important than ever for states like New York to take steps.
Particularly at a time when the federal government seems to be controlled by climate deniers, under the Trump administration, it is so critical that we see more effort at the state level.
The measure would require the pension fund to stop investing in the world's top 200 fossil fuel companies in the next 5 years and divest from coal companies within 1 year from when the law is passed. It's won the support of some state lawmakers, including Democratic Senator Liz Krueger.
We need to make it clear New York State and other governments ought not be investing in exactly the kind of fossil fuels we're trying to discourage everyone from using.
The pension fund has around $5 billion in investments in fossil fuel-related industries. That's out of an over $178 billion fund. The measure does include some safeguards to protect the state's more than 1 million retired public workers. If the divestment resulted in a more than 0.5% drop in the value of the pension fund, the controller would be able to reverse course. The state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, does not support the measure. He says he has more sway with the fossil fuel companies by remaining a major stockholder and advocating at shareholder meetings for change.
The divestment movement, I think, is too simple a way to try to attack a very complex problem. To think that if we sell all our shares in Exxon, that either Exxon is going to go out of business or suddenly, you know, change their view on some of these issues, I think, isn't realistic. Better that we have a seat at the table as a shareholder.
As recently as this past February, DiNapoli and other major investors of ExxonMobil, including the Church of England, led an effort at the shareholders' meeting to press the company to report to investors how its business and future profits will be impacted by the International Paris Climate Agreement. The measure received the support of more than one-third of shareholders. Senator Krueger, who is often an ally of DiNapoli on numerous issues, says in this case she disagrees with his approach and she does not believe that the fossil fuel companies will change due to shareholder pressure.
When it comes to tobacco, tobacco companies don't change their mind. When it comes to fossil fuel companies don't change their mind, even when people who own some stock have objections.
DiNapoli says he agrees with the goals of the divestment movement and also wants the fossil fuel companies to change, but he says he also has a responsibility to the retirees and to the health of the pension fund, which is one of the strongest performing in the nation.
At a time where we have a national administration that's even denying that climate change is happening and they're trying to decimate the EPA.
He says it doesn't make sense to fight. Supporters of divestment say holding the stocks from fossil fuel companies could eventually become a liability. If fossil fuels are phased out as a primary energy source, investors could be stuck with so-called stranded assets, investments that are no longer worth much monetary value. Big oil and gas companies are aware of the potential future danger, and many are already hedging their bets by investing in wind and solar and putting money into research and development to increase the efficiency of renewable fuel sources. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.